From our very beginning, we are dust, touched by the loving hand of a creating God. We are filled with life and with hope by the Spirit of God's breath. But the King we welcomed with palms and glad hosannas has been betrayed by our infidelity, our fragile faith, our broken promises. So we go back this day to that from which we came. The truth is, there's a lot of dirt in all our lives. The dirt of sin, the dirt of secrets, the dirt of lies, the dirt of falsehoods. Today we remove the masks from our pretense and the truth is revealed, the truth of what we are without God. For had that loving God not breathed his life and his love into us, we would still this day be nothing more than a handful of dirt blown around by the wind. At no other time has the truth of our identity been so visibly marked on our skin. On the day of our baptism, we were signed with the sign of the cross and marked proudly as a royal, priestly, and prophetic people. But since that day, and through many years of our lives, that identity has been spoiled and damaged by our sinfulness. This Lenten anointing is rougher, grittier, and dirtier, marking now accompanied by the stark words, "Remember." And why not? Because we've forgotten. There's a lot for us all to remember. The ritual words bid us to remember our beginnings. But there's far more to remember than those ritual words suggest. We must remember what we've done that brings us here. We must remember what we have not done, which might be even greater. We must remember, too, what that cross means and what it promises. We must remember that we are children of God, because sometimes we forget. We must remember the gifts we've been given by that Holy Spirit and the promise that those gifts hold for the future in the coming of the kingdom of God. We must remember the Beatitudes and our call to faith as disciples. We must remember one another and all those who brought us to this day by word and example, by prayer and by sacrifice. We must remember what it means to come to this altar and say amen with an outstretched hand and open heart. And we must remember finally where we're headed and the tombs into which we will be lowered, but from which we shall all be called on that glorious morning when the dead will arise arm in arm with the risen one who calls us to life today. So there is a lot to remember in this holy place where we shall once again do this in memory of me.